May 2011, part two.
Will be joining the conference.
Yeah, there's not very, yes, I don't think there's a good, there's a brewery in Grants Pass there and a pizza place.
There's one, you'll find it.
Okay, so back on to the agenda. We are at 5 Powerhouse 1 unit operating range.
I'll give you a quick update where that's at, and I wish I had better news, but at least it's made some major progress. So it got forwarded over to Division about a week and a half ago, 2 weeks ago, and because of a lot of this Judge Redden slash other priorities, it finally got reviewed by Division. Taking your life in your own hands. Anyway, it got reviewed by Division.
Look at her. She's going, do I need to say more?
Anyway.
It was an experiment. I wanted honest feedback. I thank you all for letting me know.
My boss. No, don't do that. It's intended to
be delicious and buttery.
I said you're taking your life in your own hands.
You didn't believe me.
Okay, for the rest of us.
Okay. So, making a long story short, Division reviewed it, gave me a few comments back. I turned it back around to them yesterday. Dan File said that their plan was to they're going to give it to the, they want to have a review with Accord Partners. I let him, so they want to have their Accord Partners look at it, review it, and get their comments back.
A participant has joined the conference.
And then the plan is to, once that's done, boom, it's fair game to FPOM. And so I understand that most people are engaged with what our recommendation is. I asked Mike and those guys, they want me to hold off on sending out the final draft to FPOM for their approval until it goes through the Accord process. Once that's done, the final as well as an FBP change form will come at the same time. And we don't want to wait to the next FPOM, okay? So it's going to come in an email. It'll come with hopefully a thorough discussion from me, quote unquote nuggets that you need to look at and agree to.
Who said it had to go to Accords first and
Division?
I hope that gets broken later.
Well, I for one am uncomfortable with you telling me we're going to get the final document and the FPP change and pass it in one step.
Well, I'm not saying that. I'm saying that what folks wanted was they wanted to have the final draft and they wanted to have a copy of what our change form would look like in the same time. It doesn't mean you have to pass it.
Well, I thought you said before the next FPOM.
Then there needs to be
I'm hoping before the next FPOM. I mean,
why isn't it going FPOM to Division to Accords with our recommendation?
Yes.
Okay. I broached that with them. I told them it's already been the discussion and what our changes are proposed to be has been broached in FPOM. It's been supported by FPOM.
Nope. Be careful how you say support. I know it's a general
consensus,
the general direction is.
Okay, I'll just say it's been briefed to FPOM.
It's been discussed. But I just want to put it on the record. Until I see a report that shows me the pluses and the whys and
it's
the wherefores
for Spring Creek
that I can share with my
yes,
agency,
that's fine.
I can't give it a thumbs up.
Anyway, so that's more or less an update in a nutshell. It's at Division. Accord Partners get it. Once we get it, we'll bring it back to FPOM, whether it's in an FPOM meeting or whether it's in not an email for people to look at and discuss. And at that point, we'll have a discussion about approval.
Accords. Incorporate comments, send it out to FPOM. Are you thinking of having a call in the next 2 weeks on that, maybe? Or
I'd like to.
Waiting until the 9th of June for the next meeting?
I would hate to wait till the 9th of June.
Okay.
I really would.
All the Spring Creek fish will be passed and we won't be helping any.
Well, and we're hoping that we want to get this at a minimum. We've more or less almost blown spring JSATs. So we'd like to do is have things in place for summer. As a minimum.
Okay. Well,
so
that's what we're gonna
do. Pushed and pushed as much as I can with those guys. So that's where it's at.
All right.
Thank you, Dennis.
We'll look for it in the next couple of weeks. We'll get it out via email.
Yep.
I just want to be careful that the notes don't reflect that FPOM has already passed.
Quite a while ago, you seemed talking about it, but but I never figured out what it was.
Oh.
Russ,
it is the white paper discussing expanding the turbine operations at Powerhouse 1.
At Bonneville.
Oh, okay.
And it will be distributed once I get division's approval to distribute.
So, Russ, thanks for calling back in. Anybody else join us on the phone besides Russ?
That is Greg.
Greg Moody, okay. Anybody else? All right, thanks. Okay, we're going to get into agenda item 6, coordination and notification forms that need approval. Tammy's favorite section. There's 7 of them.
Hello?
Yes.
Is this Rick?
Hello, yeah, I'm back on.
Rick has joined the conference.
He's tenacious.
It's amazing.
We'll lose him again somewhere in Northern California.
Get a satellite phone.
Okay, so...
I have one, but it went obsolete.
They shot our satellite down.
Are you ready?
Yes, I'm sorry. I digress.
Okay, we're starting in agenda item 6, coordination order notification forms that need approval.
Great. So the first one is the John Day South Ladder, and I believe this is one, Russ, maybe you want to discuss in more detail one of these anyway. This one... this one was asking for the dual ladder outage, which had already been approved for late January, to bring fish pump number 3 back. And then it's requesting an outage of the south fish ladder in April, the first week of April, so that we can take the next fish pump out of service so it can be rehabbed in a timely manner. The original concern was that if the lamprey mods weren't completed at the north fishway, that there may be a dual ladder outage in late March, early April. I think Sean and I are fairly comfortable that we have made sure that that is not going to happen.
The dual outage in April?
Correct.
Okay, that's where I don't see my response in here, but I did respond on that. And that was a concern I had, and that I think I added that if we're going to do that, I'd like to see counts, earlier counts, because that was, we're looking at March too, seems like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I think the first one that Tammy sent out was last week in March or something like that.
It was March, plus, there's been some odd, I don't know if I call it anomaly, but looking at the counts and early in the season at John Day, you see a really high, even pre-spill, you see a high usage of the North Ladder, which those are, what, 2003 through 2005 or something like that.
Yep.
So those are the data we have. I'm looking at that. It's like, that doesn't make any sense.
Right.
A lot of things have changed. So I would recommend some early counts if we're going to talk about.
Yeah, and what we're what we're proposing now is that first week in April for the before spill for the South Ladder outage, but the concern that we raised. Both on the coordination forum and to the project managers who are working on these two projects, it's George Medina and Natalie Richards, mm-hmm. and the technical leads, was that we want to make sure that the North Ladder, that there's an understanding when we're talking about the construction schedule for the North Ladder mods, that March 30th is a hard deadline for getting out of there, and especially based on what we dealt with last year with the exit mods at the North Ladder, which you remember ran several weeks into the season.
Extra. Right.
So it was it's a question of risk if you're timing the South outage that first week in April immediately after you're supposed to bring the North Ladder up. And both project managers are aware of the issue. The engineers who are working on the construction schedules and whatnot are aware of the issue or the concern, and are factoring that in. But it's about the best I can probably do.
Yeah, they're leaving a pretty good buffer in there. So unless there's some really major event, there should not be any dual ladder outage.
they're leaving a couple week buffer for the contractor on the north ladder to get out of there. So
our counting starts in March or in April 1.
Yeah.
So this is 2012.
So we'll have that coverage.
Yeah, this coming in water work.
We'll be covered with that. That's just, I just want to make sure that if we're going to do this, even if it is just the north, if the north is open, then we have counting so that we can watch what goes on here.
I want to make sure that we don't have both ladders out in that period. There's not many, but you know, we don't have adult detection there, but I just looked at McNary. And we had a 128 tip tag steelhead past McNary. this spring during that period.
Oh yeah, there's no doubt those fish are moving during that period and they need to get where they're going
right
quickly, so we don't want to slow them down.
Yeah.
Right, and Sean and I expressed that at a joint meeting we had with the north ladder mods and then discussing the south.
So no concurrent, but we will have the south ladder, which is our supposedly primary ladder out for a period. So we should at least watch the north ladder counts to make sure the fish are moving okay through that. Otherwise, we'll need spill early. So be it. We're requesting it. Did you take that back?
Greg, did you get that? Are you there?
Greg Moody.
It's only a 2-day outage.
It's a 2-day outage.
That's right, but still, we won't be there. And by anyway, just something that we have to consider for our next contract.
Though the ladder's not going to be dewatered, there just won't be any AWS, so there could still be fish passing
yeah,
count.
Slow count.
Right.
Okay. So there's some technicalities.
So it's just no entrance.
Okay.
So what's
out of service?
It's not, I guess it's not technically out of service. It has no attraction flow, so it's not operating as it should.
I won't worry about it.
No, don't worry about it. Everyone should be good. As long as you guys are there.
So what's the summary then? What's the outage period?
So in January, there will be about a 2-week dual ladder outage so that the pump number 3 can come back in service. Mm-hmm. And then the first week of April, somewhere in that first week, for about 2 days, the south ladder will lose all attraction flow while they go in and put in bulkheads and take out the next fish pump.
Okay.
And, yeah, it's pretty amazing we finally got that south fish turbine finished.
Yeah, we don't want to stop now.
Yeah, we're on a tear. We're on a tear.
Good.
No one's been sitting on the decking for years since I became project manager of the program.
Go.
Okay.
All right.
Are the, doodah.
Well, I guess that's looking way down the road. If they ever do get 3 pumps done, remember, we closed off 4 floating orifices in the collection channel. I don't know if we want those open again or not.
I'll let John tell you.
That's what we're talking about, right?
How many years? Do we have to worry about it?
Yeah, we don't have to talk about it right now.
Years.
Yeah.
Good point.
Put it as a placeholder.
Just remember.
Just before you retire, make sure you write that down.
Floating orifices are bad.
The 2021 agenda for
yeah.
today.
Yeah. Gantry 7 rehab.
Concrete them in, then you don't have to worry about it.
Gantry 7 rehab, that coordination form has been updated with some fallback information. This one I know causes everybody a lot of heartburn. The Gantry 7 needs 7 months for rehab. So the original schedule was April through October, which put us right in the middle of all the performance testing and everything. So it's been moved to August 1st to, I guess, February 28th. And that got us out of a lot of the debris issues that we see with the BBSs, as well as performance testing for the spring fish and most of the summer fish. So the request is, some of the concerns, you won't have the gantry crane, so there will be no cleaning of VBSs, and the project has actually said that they don't want any STSs in. They don't want to pull STSs with the two crane pick that they would have to do, the tie crane and the mobile crane. So some of the options are keeping screens in 2 to 3 units. I know, Gary, you had expressed concern about switching powerhouse priority. Mm-hmm. So in August, if we kept 2 to 3 units screened, we could still run those as the first priority units. The corner collector's still going. We still have spill. And then once... Sean's, and then you wouldn't operate units that are not screened there. You'd go over to Powerhouse 1. And then in November, if the Lamprey Mods coordination form gets approved, we would be shutting down the DSM anyway and taking out screens. The fish units, taking out the screens, because we'd be doing Lamprey Mods at the Washington Shore North downstream entrance. And at that point, you make screened units last priority, because we wouldn't be able to pull them easily. So that's...
And Tammy, I still have to float this up my chain, but I think the answer is no and hell no. I'm taking all the screens out unless you can run on screen units.
Well, so taking all the screens out, right. So we're looking at, can we have...
Keeping 3 units worth.
And if you can run the ones that are not screened at that period, that'll be great. But restricting it to not having those available at that period of time, I don't think it's going to fly.
You think in August you're going to need more than 150?
I don't know. I don't know what the weather in August is, but it's normally a potentially high peak load period when you may have to do some peaking. And so I'm not sure if they're going to be willing to forego having...
peak with Bonneville that much anyway.
Well, you'd still have Powerhouse 1. I mean, how often is it that we have both powerhouses fully loaded in August?
It's not very often, but it's something we have to figure out whether or not we can do this.
Never.
And take that much generation offline.
Well, so the other option is to let the gantry crane fall apart, which it's on its way.
Sorry.
So one of the other options is to let it fall apart, and we're certainly on our way there.
I thought we'd throw that out.
The gantry?
But I mean, there's other options.
No, the gantry needs to get fixed.
So. Well, I don't see any reason why we couldn't, why can't we shift powerhouse priority? At the end of September. Just transition.
The 1st of September?
Yeah. I mean, as an option. Shift to powerhouse 1 priority, like we had here in the schedule.
Fallback is the issue.
So the for August, when we're spilling, correct?
It's always an issue. At Bonneville, it's always an issue. If you have fish coming out of Bradford Island, ladder exit, they fall back in the spillway and through the powerhouse. Sean, you were looking at data.
Yeah. I don't have any updates. I asked Kiefer. There were some specific questions that Gary and I had been talking about the fate of fish that fall back through various routes at Powerhouse 1, not just the spillway. But and I know U of I did some studies. How many studies were done for the
years
last
over
you know,
years
and years and years? So I've been combing over the reports, just trying to dig out all the information I could, but.
I don't think we have
specifically.
Specific.
I was trying to assign some sort of estimate of what the impacts were on fish that passed, you know, via the sluiceway versus the turbines versus NAVLOC or spillway, et cetera. And I don't have that done yet, so we'll see. But I agree, it's a risk.
Yeah.
Switching over to B1 is not ideal.
And so August flows. What? 140. Okay, and so you're spilling almost 100 of that.
Sure.
So you're maintaining minimum generation most of the time. So then that can easily be absorbed by 3 units of Powerhouse 2.
It can.
And then you bring on.
Do you do any screen cleaning at that time?
We can do I think we can do we can do VBS cleaning. We can't bring up the STSs, so we can
keep
maintain.
Running, in other words, yeah.
Sure. So then, when you get into September, and you have 120,000. What can you do about
that? Well, you have 10 units available at Powerhouse 2. It's about 12K a piece.
Powerhouse 1.
Powerhouse 1.
We should build 2 more at Powerhouse 2.
Huh?
You said Powerhouse 2,
And then fish units and miscellaneous flow.
Yeah. You can still run the units up until November.
Yeah, you can. Then you'd have to split flows. You'd have to fully load Powerhouse 1, and then just like we would do at B2, once we have exceeded B2 flows, we would bring on whatever we would bring on at B1.
So you have no forced outages, no need of screen cleaning, and no split flows.
Well, we vetted this with Jim Duffus, too. We're talking about what was going to be out, what's potentially could be out. Okay.
Has joined the conference.
I guess the way that you frame it is saying, oh, we can't those units coming offline at B2. I guess we just need to vet it that those units will be replaced with generation from Powerhouse 1 as long as it's acceptable. Maybe. And the issues associated with fallback, if we have issues with fallback.
Yeah,
I mean, we're gonna have to start weighing that kind of stuff. But mm-hmm. Tammy and I and Sean have been really kind of been. I mean, the first cut at this was, oh my gosh, no, that nothing that can work. That's why we started looking at how we could make this fit. I don't think in any way you slice it, we can come up with something that's not going to have some sort of impact.
Because it takes 7 months.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And so it's like,
you have a spill. Okay, August is different. You got a spill season.
Right.
If you're in the spill season, you have spill fallback. So let's consider August 1st.
Okay.
August is our typically lowest generation, so you're in the two-unit range normally, 150,
the second 160. Power. So we're going to keep three units screened.
So you have three. That gives you a little bit of buffer. I would do is say if you needed another unit, don't go to the first. Keep it at the second, even though it's unscreened. That's something to talk about. But then you're not running adults over there. You're not causing any more attraction over to the first powerhouse.
And you've probably got 95% of your tubing
running,
gone.
You've got most of your fish are going through screened units. You'd have one unscreened unit, which is against our criteria, but that's what coordination forms are for. Mm-hmm. So maybe I would keep it all there for August.
Yeah. It's a good package.
And so that gives you an extra buffer there. Powerhouse 2, one unit, that's 65 megawatt buffer.
It's getting easier to sell if you can do that.
So then, if we do that, then there's the rest of the season.
Yeah.
Which is off.
17 times.
So in September, we oftentimes split flows anyway due to fish numbers in the fishway.
So we still have the option of splitting flows.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you do.
I mean, if it got to a point, you'd switch to B1, and then if you got to a point, you still have three units to bring on at B2 until
November 12th.
Or do you just split all September anyway?
What did you say?
Or do you just choose right up front to split all of September, run your three units?
Is there a benefit for splitting it?
Yeah. Well, you spread your fish out for one.
Yeah.
And again, I'm still worried about fallback, even after spill, fallback through the first powerhouse. Our intention was that we'd run, we pulled the screens, we got the sluice away. I don't know the effectiveness of that for adults. Maybe it's more effective now that we've got those gates open, but I don't know the effectiveness of that, so we have to assume a good portion of those fish should go through the turbines. At the second powerhouse, I've seen very few fall back through that second powerhouse, ever. So,
Kelts.
Yeah. That's a little different.
But actually,
we're not talking about running on screen units anyway, so it doesn't matter. So, yeah, I guess I'd want to keep that one running. So splitting maybe is a better. It's not good for juveniles, but.
Right.
That's maybe better for adults.
So maybe that comes into play in September.
Minimize Powerhouse 1 as much as you can, which is three units. And then you run.
But once you start getting above that, then you need to
run Powerhouse 1.
Well, you're going to be above. As soon as you shut spill off, you have to split.
You will. You're going to be running both. So you just split. You just consider next year you split, or that year.
Yeah.
Yeah, next year you split.
Okay.
And then what about October?
And you run it that way through the rest.
What's
of the
your max till November 12th?
Till November 12th, when you take your JBS down, then everything.
Right.
Switch powerhouse priority.
Can you get 120,000 through the powerhouse?
Your power is 1?
Well, I guess you get 100 plus.
Yeah, we got a low tailwater, so yeah.
Well, chum starts up at 10, so you don't want to have to spill. But as long as you can pass enough through power is 1 into the 3 units and make the 120 tailwater, it doesn't matter if you start before the 10th. I mean, you're starting the 12th.
Yeah.
Taking your power disturb.
I wouldn't see us getting to a point of having to spill, do you think?
No.
Unless you had a really weird
goofy
year. You got fish units. You got fish units. You got about 12 or 13 miscellaneous flow, so it's almost like another unit worth.
Another unit's worth, yeah, for the miscellaneous. I think that's a good guidance for now. So we've got an August operation and then the rest of the season operation. All right. Split.
Can somebody repeat that?
Now getting into the winter when we will have three screened units that you don't want to operate without a DSM up and running, my guess.
Right.
So you're going to have 5 units, hopefully.
Yeah, 3 down, and then 5.
Yeah, you run the unscreened units, and so you're still okay.
Well, winter are you going
to maybe.
Have?
Huh?
Well, winter are you going to have?
I don't know.
Yeah.
May have to spill a little bit.
Why can't you get the screens out with some other method?
That's the
there
problem.
There is no other method. You need a 2-crane
pick,
and the project has said they are not doing it, except in the event of an emergency with the 3 units that we have. But they will not entertain the idea of picking them.
They're setting up a contingency to have a turbine trash rake. So, you know, we can rake the main units so you can have, making sure that you have reliability for those units and they're not being clogged with debris. So
what's wrong with running the JBS?
Because it has to be down
for the lamprey
for the lamprey work.
For gravity flow system.
Too many things going on.
Ta-da.
How long does that last? What's the work?
All the way through.
That's November. Well, that brings us to the next one. November 12th through the end of February. That's the construction period.
So can we recap month by month what we're going to do?
All right. So what we have is for August, we will have 3 screened units. We'll keep all the flow at Powerhouse 2 for the month of August.
And 3 screened units at Powerhouse 1, or
2.
Powerhouse 2.
Right.
3 screened units, and then if you need more generation after that, you will keep it at Powerhouse 2, and you'll operate unscreened units.
Let's decide on the 3 screened units right now.
11, 12, and 18.
That's what I just wanted a concurrence with that. Okay.
11 be back.
Yep.
Well, that's what we hear.
After Dennis's, it's
my memorial plate on the helicopter.
From September then through mid-November, we would split flows between Powerhouse 2 and Powerhouse 1. So you'd have your 3 units at Powerhouse 2 and then
the rest
at Powerhouse 1.
Yeah.
From November through February, Powerhouse priority would be Powerhouse 1, and then you could operate your 5 unscreened units at Powerhouse 2.
As soon as the bypass comes down, and we're extending that ahead by a month.
Yeah, 12 November is what we have coordinated so far. Yeah, right. That's off the table. The other question we
Natalie
have
got
for flexibility that we want to document.
We could always do the pumps.
Is this
okay? I'll good threat.
So a couple questions. So. All right, when you're talking about the 3 screen units at the beginning of the season in Powerhouse 2, so I'm taking it that you're going to clean those units and then clean those screens and then put them back in and then run it for basically as long as you can until they get dirty or something. And
yes, we'll do all the prep work ahead of time.
Okay.
Right now in the schedule showing mid-July, we're going to rake everything, and then we're going to make sure all the STSs are checked, and then everything comes up except 11, 12, and 18.
Okay.
Be our luck on those one or two of those.
And they're going to be they won't be dogged off at deck level, I don't think.
They'll be dogged.
Are they going to be up
dogged
on deck?
Like normal, except for Unit 18, which will have screens in it anyway. They need to plate those for the work platform.
Yeah.
Okay. And then the gantry, how often does that thing kind of need maintenance or need this sort of overhaul that it's getting?
This is the first time since 1982.
Okay, so it's not very frequent.
This is a total rebuild.
So I would say if it was a common occurrence, it might be beneficial to maybe get a replacement gantry, just do a swap or something.
This is a more or less a replacement gantry other than structure.
Yeah, it sounds like they're doing it in chunks.
This is hoist, electronics, paint.
They're keeping the same. They'll take off the cab.
The superstructure is the same.
But yeah, they're not changing that. That apparently is fine. Mm. If it wasn't fine, they'd rebuild the whole thing. Although
I pushed on the timeline, that didn't get me anywhere, so.
Yeah, you know, why don't we just build it taller?
Taller?
So we can pull those screens all the way together.
Can I show
more
window?
Yeah.
It's okay, it's heavy.
Right? I mean, if it was taller, it would it be
beneficial?
You wouldn't
have to break the screens out, yeah. Oh, yeah. It would be.
We can do that here. Delay.
They're trying to do as much tie crane, prep work in advance as possible.
I know it makes sense, but the tie crane kind of screwed us over.
Okay.
I've left the conference.
Guessing the trick.
Okay, so is everybody now on board? And you're going to run it up the flagpole.
Right, it's better to have the ability to run those on-screen units in the second process if we have.
Ability to run on-screen units.
Units.
Yeah, see, you're, always,
flow,
you're already asking
flow,
for units.
We're going to give you one.
You said
that's
all
it.
The flow goes
unit. We gave him one.
So if you get to the point where you need 3+1 and then you need more capacity.
And then you just got to run spill up to 100 and then it's 100.
That gets you a lot of generation that way.
Doesn't need a generation. One, it's good for fish.
So how do we capture that? I mean, one,
you, lots of wind.
You've agreed to say that you would consider one additional unit on-screen unit.
On-screen, yeah. I just think that once.
So we could keep it in August. We could keep operating.
Four units then to run at second powerhouse
in August.
And typically we have 150 megawatt generation that time of the year, so
I agree.
It should be in.
Yep.
If you plug all three in August.
What's that?
If you plug all three in August.
Well, we can rake them.
If an emergency occurs, then we'll be talking.
Okay.
Then, yeah, that's assuming everything runs.
Yeah, as long as it's not windy.
Break them as long as it's not windy.
And if it's windy, then we don't need generation, right?
Yeah.
Sure.
Your ultimate fallback is, I mean, your emergency fallback is running Powerhouse 1.
Yeah, it is.
It's not, then you deal with your raking. So it's not like we don't have an option to move the power somewhere.
Yeah, in August.
Participant has joined the conference.
Powerhouse won't be a bad deal.
What if it's blowing? The wind's blowing hard.
Yeah, that's what we talked about.
Yeah, that's what I said. You don't need any generation from any of the units.
So, can we wrap this one up?
Yep.
Is it wrapped for now?
Sounds like it. At least we got a Pat. Russ? Kiefer?
I'm here, but,
did he fall in a hole?
I'm confused with my mic up on top of my head, but I'm here.
You're way southern.
He's laying on the floor. I'm just wondering if you're okay with this. I know you had some concerns.
Yeah, well, it was. You know, we all have concerns. It was hard for me to get my mind around it, but it sounds like you guys are, you know, condensing down and in agreement. So. If most of you folks are in agreement, I'm good to go.
Yeah, are you okay with that? The biggest issue is to run an unscreened unit, potentially at Powerhouse 2 in August.
Yes, I understand that part.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, Lors?
So, it sounds like the best plan with the Kansas Deltas.
Right. Tom, are you on?
City's bailing after 12.
He bailed. Okay.
That's too bad.
Rick has not joined the conference.
I think he left.
How soon do you need a response back?
As soon as possible.
Okay.
Can you get one by the end of next week?
Yeah.
Okay. Great. So response coming back the end of next week, hopefully. And we'll revisit that. So before we jump down the list, Tim's requested that we go hit some of the Walla items so he can leave, but also because Greg Moody's got limited time.
Greg's on the phone and wanted to participate in a couple items, and he has some other duties to tend to. So
you're skipping the list?
So we're going to just jump down to 6.6.
I don't have anything. 6.6 is the update on the McNary-John Day line build. We coordinated this a year ago, and then again in the fall, and then the last meeting. And so what it is they're going to put a line across all six lines that go into the substation, the McNary substation. In order to do that, originally we thought we were going to have two-week outages of the different sets of units. After our last EPCOM meeting, we were able to go to the project and meet with all the contractor of the project and find a solution that looks like it should be no impact to fish. They're going to take leave line one in service, which before they were not, and that's the line that's going to feed the fish pumps, so we will stay within criteria in the ladders. They will have what's called a hold order on three of the lines during the day. So if something falls into them, like the overhead line that they're stringing, it'll trip it off and they won't turn it right back on. They'll wait to make sure the guy's out of the way and whatever fell on it out of the way.
Good idea.
They think they can get it back within an hour. I put two in here, and an hour or less is what they think they can do, but of course they hope it doesn't happen, and then there's a good chance it won't happen.
That's an emergency.
The guards they put on the structures are wood poles around each side of the line. They do this across freeways and active things, so they're pretty comfortable with the outcome. Each night at 5 o'clock, they should get all the available units back in service if necessary. And so that's, there was no grounding. Originally, we thought it would be 2 hours to take them and ground them and 2 hours to unground them. So it would only be 10 hours a day that this hold order will be in place and that we'll have units unavailable. So from if you're standing downstream looking at the dam, you will not notice any different than a normal operation unless the line, something tripped into the line. So it turned out to be a good outcome, and I put in there there's no impact to fish operations that I can see.
The unanticipated.
Yeah. For temperature, we're running the right units that we would anyway. And the
North fish end?
Yeah.
Good. Thanks, Scott. Yeah. Thanks for working on
work. This was a pretty major effort, and the fact that we're able to tie in and keep those fish pumps on was...
Oh, I know. When I finally heard about it at the end, it's like, oh, okay, cool.
Right, because I didn't think they could, and this particular contractor found a way to do it.
Yeah, you got to congratulate that contractor, Scott.
Yeah, it was a good meeting, wasn't it, Greg?
Yes, it was. Extremely good.
So everyone's okay with...
Not impacting.
With no impact. Yeah. Not impact.
The plan to do this work, realizing that
there may be there could be a problem, but this is the best you can do. This is the best outcome. So, thank you.
Well done. It turned into boring, which is fine.
Yeah.
Boring's good.
Yes.
Okay. And I think the other thing on that was we were concerned at one point about less flexibility with units being out of service, but we think we have the right units in service. Mm-hmm. If there's a juvenile temperature
shouldn't
issue
be.
In a
collection. I mean, this is what we would do anyway. Yeah. So this is...
Yep. All right.
So is this... Let me back up to the gantry crane. So is this chart then reflective of what we just approved? Or is this what was going to happen?
Gantry.
I think it's pretty much reflective of what we...
Are you on the right outage?
Did they switch back, Greg?
Hold on for a second.
For the
we wrapped McNary up and they ran back to Bonneville.
We'll just take that out.
You're looking at this one?
Yeah. We will update
color.
It.
Color. High class.
Fish of all so got lots of
money. Okay, moving on to 6.7 now on the agenda. Little Goose, and this is for Bill. I'm glad you're here to hear this.
One-sided goddess, too.
Is Heflin here? Is he planning to return? Gary, do you know?
You think I am Bill's keeper?
Who is Bill's keeper?
You shut this off.
That's the new guy's
job. I can run up and see guys.
Hey, you're supposed to sit in for him.
Put a pit tag in him there while you're at it.
Well,
or JFest tag. Let's get a 3D.
I'm going to move to the. We're going to move to the item that we need to get to, which is
a participant has left.
Little Goose T1 transformer. This is what I referred to earlier in the day about the work that needs to happen because of the seal issue resulting in water entering the bus, which is not good. So we're fixing that. And the bottom line, in order to fix that, it's going to result in a powerhouse outage. Units 1 through 4 will be out of service August 1 through the 12th. And so that's the main impact.
You're changing unit priority to 5 and 6.
Yeah. In addition and simultaneously, a 2-day line outage for August 1 and 2 will be scheduled, and transformer bank units 5 and 6 will be returned to service each evening. So for 2 days, it'll be a complete powerhouse outage.
During the day. And if it rains, do you have to move the outage?
I think so.
They may have to, because they'll also have to double test the transformers to bring them back online.
Right, we double test against lightning that throws them off there, but if this one, they're opening it up, they may, if they can't protect it, they have to move it because of rain.
Right, rain in August.
They have to.
Well, on occasion you get thunderstorms.
I was just joking.
No, it doesn't much.
So
it's something to be aware of, that if you work a lot of stuff around this specific date, that it actually may move.
In reality, we should probably build a couple days in on the back end in case there is something that would cause it to slip a day or two. So, anyone have any issues with this moving forward? You see the risk of not doing it, which is what we just had happen when there's, you know, fish returning in the river when we don't want the whole powerhouse to go out of service, which is what happened 2 days ago. The fear is that...
Did you lose the whole powerhouse or just 4 units?
Yeah, I guess it was just those 4, units 1 to 4, which is the 4 units that you wouldn't want to be out of service.
Hey, you went for a walk. I figured I'd just answer for you and screw it all up. That way I'll never do that again.
Just nod your head.
So,
he's Bill's alternate.
I think I'll defer to you.
So, Gary?
So I haven't had a chance to look at this, and you haven't heard anything from Bill. Now, the dates are August 1 through 12.
Yeah.
Passage could be fairly heavy. Not really. That's pretty early. We got numbers here, and these are numbers are for what's the dates? I see years. What are the dates?
For the average passage during that period,
Greg.
August 1st and August 12th.
So we got up to 10,000 steelhead. Oof. This will be
counting. Steelhead run doesn't start really until later on in the month.
10,000 is a lot of fish.
It sounds like a lot of fish.
On the first and second strike.
Hmm?
You think you run unit 5 and 6 is going to slow?
Now we're talking.
Five or six. It's only one unit.
Five or six?
This makes up for the other one. Those two are still available. Okay. Only on the first and second.
This is Goose, and this is where we have all of our problems, but that shouldn't be an issue. I don't think.
Right.
So 5 and 6 are down on the other end of the... Powerhouse is weird. It's a powerhouse goes the other way. so down on the other end of the powerhouse, away from the shoreline. That's not good.
Yeah, I mean, certainly...
The primary entrances are probably the shoreline entrances, I would assume.
Right.
Not the ones down on the other end of the powerhouse. But that's where your attraction flow is going to be.
So, Tim, are there two outages here? One's double testing and one is the replacement of the
Or is it combined? They're going to be totally at the same time. They got to replace that bus and the seal, and then after that, probably check the transformers out.
This has to be done now because of the weather, so you can't postpone this.
Can't do it in the winter.
Well, you can't do it 2 weeks earlier.
You might ask for the double testing part. Does the bus have to be complete to do the double testing? Are they linked?
I believe so, Scott. Yes.
Can it be moved up? I mean, what's our choice here?
And Greg, this time slot was selected because, one, it was predictably dry, mm-hmm. but two, this was the best window for adult passage.
We're thinking of flow. We're thinking of generally the time of year when we do other similar double test maintenance would take the entire powerhouse down for 4 days, except for station service. This is about that time of the year for the Snake River to do that work.
It is when we always traditionally do it.
It's traditional.
But over time, Little Goose has become more and more and more sensitive, so we have to really
think about it. Yeah, I'm just looking at the numbers of steelhead. I don't know I don't know your numbers on either side of this. This is just looking at it, but I see a lot of steelhead here. 630, that's not many. 10,848, that's a lot.
Is that the last day?
That's the last year.
No, but what? Did he just snapshot?
It's just a year. It's just for the block of time each year. So,
yeah, Greg, what was the
shape? I can't tell.
When we had talked about this, we were targeting the best window that would help, that would encounter the fewest number of adult returns. So I assume that the 1st or the 12th is that 12-day window. Is that correct?
Absolutely, because later on.
No, not later on. I know later on it's going to get worse.
Yeah.
Earlier.
Yeah, it'll get worse.
What about earlier?
July.
I know later is worse, Greg. I just don't know if you
if you back this up
a little bit, could you get away from these large numbers of steelhead?
Gary, how much above 30% spill do you want to go? Is that criteria? That's the driving criteria there. If you get too high, you start blocking them. And so your flows are going to be too high early in July.
Yeah, not in the summer. You don't want to do that.
Right. So July you're going to be above your 30%, so you'll block them that way.
Okay.
Versus.
Okay, hey, there's Bill. Good, I can just ignore it.
You're off the hook.
Your call, Bill.
We okay with this then, Bill?
Little goose?
Yeah. Well, I was balking, so it's your turn. I was stalling for you to get down here.
I heard.
We're looking at the coordination form for the little goose T1 transformer.
I thought I already... Didn't I already...
No, that's why it's here today, too. I didn't see it. Perhaps
I thought I saw a replica. I thought you replied and said you were okay with it.
Yeah.
But I'm not it's not in here.
When did that come out? Last week?
Greg? It came out a month and a half ago.
Yeah, I think I already said it was finally.
Okay. That FPOM, nobody reviewed it.
Yeah, I thought this came to FPOM last month, and everyone said, "Well, we didn't have time for it," and then it got pushed to this month.
Did it come out in the email?
Came out an email about a month and a half ago.
Did you get a response from Bill?
Did anybody respond to that, Greg? This is Bill.
Well, look,
I don't see any comments from agencies in here, but if he did, that should be there. But maybe our email's not getting through because I commented on those other two.
No, I found it. I hadn't updated the one in the agenda, but okay. I have it on my phone.
You did see it. Okay, good. That could be. That's okay. That's okay. I don't get around to responding much these days anyway.
Just like you have a block on your cell phone.
Yes. Any 808 just goes into the garbage.
Okay.
We're already paid for your bus.
Bill?
So, this is Russ.
Yeah.
And, we do have adult attraction problems there. And we do know that taking that party unit out of operation is a big contributor to that. And so now we're going to be taking those out in August, and we're going to have steelhead and sockeye migrating up to the river.
sockeye too.
Once again, why are we not doing this in the winter work window?
You have to do it when it's warm and dry, Russ.
It's a desert.
Electric heaters in there.
It's a desert.
You
it's
can't,
always
there's
dry.
No power in the state.
Okay, gas meter. No,
good point.
The whole key is when you open a transformer, you want to have as low of humidity as possible because the water will build up inside of there just from the air. So they always target these openings when it's the driest season.
Water bad.
So why not do it at the end of July?
So the air and it'll do that.
You're going to have a higher than 30% spill.
So
good job. For adults. A couple weeks, you're going to block adults. This is the dip between when you have low enough flows, you're not going to go far over your 30%. You'll have turbines still on. That'll help you, do that. In your
summer's when we've seen the biggest blockages, so that's... Yeah.
But this is kind of between the runs, as much as you can make them between.
Well, yeah, you'll see some impact.
A lot of steel.
Yeah, the concern, I mean, really the only thing we have to play with is the time of year, and it's about, you can't really push it later because of more fish. You can't really push it earlier, and if you don't do it at all, then what we just had happen Tuesday is going to likely repeat itself, and if this goes another year, it's likely to go to the point where now all of a sudden we're talking about this thing just flares up in the middle of September or something, when you a time when you really don't want it to happen. At least now we have the ability to kind of shape it and find the best time to do it, rather than having to respond and do it at a time that's less than ideal.
So how good's the entrance on that North Power, South Powerhouse entrance?
What?
That South Powerhouse entrance, is that pretty good entrance through there? Or is that, because your spill will be at the, you'll have spill right there at the whatever it is, TSW, RSW, and you'll have unit flow at unit 8. It'll be right around that south entrance. So that'll be your main entrance. It'll be right there. As long as that's working good, at least you've got an entrance.
Well, we have now, we can operate spill bay 8. We have a deflector on it, so we can attract fish there. So it's a lot better than it used to be.
Yeah, I think it.
Well, the one thing we learned from that adult attraction study was we used to think that the by far and away the most important entrance was the South Powerhouse entrance.
Right.
What we learned from that adult study was, yes, that entrance is important, but the North Spillway entrance is almost as important.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Right over there.
And it was really, that was the surprising thing that came out of that study was that North Spillway entrance was attracting a lot of fish.
I didn't know there was a North Spillway entrance. Okay.
Yep, and then there's also an entrance right between the spillway and the powerhouse that wasn't used very much. However, right. this could...
Well, that's on the north end of the spillway. Where are we at? We're in Goose. I'm thinking about...
Right, the one that's typically not used.
Why don't you build these dams the same, all the way up and down the river?
They didn't. Damn it.
One that's typically not used is the north end of the powerhouse. However, if we go to this and we actually have flow going through units 5 and 6,
okay,
that could become a primary entrance during this 12-day period.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the right. So the middle of the river.
Bill's okay. Yeah, Bill's okay with this.
We have a spill pattern using Bay.
Yes.
And I may have already commented on this because I'm looking at these 10-year average passage graphs for that time, and it does appear that if you got to do it when it's warm, is mid July through latter part of August is likely your best period.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yep.
And when I looked at these graphs, I was like, I've seen this before, so I may have looked at it when I saw that.
So you're, Russ?
There's your 10 graph from DARTS.
Russ, you're okay then with this moving forward?
Yeah.
Thank you, Russ.
A transcoder. But if you're loading up these units here,
the one closest to
that's it.
Tim?
Yeah.
I think it'll be a... We may delay fish some. I think some will certainly find their way through.
Yeah.
And it seems like it's the best time to delay fish a bit when we have to. But I don't foresee that the experience, this is going to shut off adult passage.
No,
they will, sooner or later, they will find the entrances.
I agree. Yeah.
Would you modify your spill pattern for this?
A little bit? We worked on the spill pattern a lot the last time we were down there. I think we have it pretty well tuned right for the spillway entrances.
So you think you got some day 8 operations?
Yeah.
So you're splitting.
Yeah. I don't think we could tune it any better than it is. Okay.
Dave,
sounds
you're
good.
Okay?
I'll rely on my colleague from NOAA Fisheries. Yeah.
Maybe a good opportunity for Washington to come in and maybe restrict fishing within a mile downstream of the dam.
Ooh,
that'd be good.
That's nice. As opposed to previous times.
Well, when we're
with that one.
When we're delaying adults, that's when you can get pictures of 500 plus.
I'm going to start planning my fishing trip right now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Don't tell anybody. Hmm.
Well, they'll figure it out real quick.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So I
don't. Is that possible, though? Put a fishing deadline?
Yes. They could put an emergency closure in.
I mean, we have them for sturgeon at different locations. Maybe too late to get in this place, but in the future it might be a.
It actually seems, it makes sense to me. When we're doing, putting some operations in that we know
it's going to be closed.
We're confined that we have to use that we think could delay adults to push that fishing zone or restricted zone like a mile downstream or a half mile.
Do you want states to coincide on this? Or
no.
Agree?
It's all Washington.
At least keep from fishing off the dam.
At least worth pursuing.
So let us be ready.
The only problem is you're drawing attention to it, and if you're not successful, then the word's going to get out. The minute you start asking about it, then the word's going to get out that it's going to happen to the guys.
You just leave it in place all the time.
Hmm?
You just get it in the regs and have it all the time.
This is emergency closures.
This is a two-week outage, so
they'll
figure it out.
They've changed.
It's a management tool. It's a management tool they use all the time.
I'm just trying to figure out who.
Thanks, Ann.
You gonna did he use school cons as well?
Yeah. All right, I think we're done with that. I wanted, since Greg's still here, I just wanted to move 10.2 up since that's also a coordination form. Sorry, Tammy. 10.2 is Appendix A for lower monumental.
That's not a coordination form. I thought that was
a change form. And Greg, we're now up to 10.2 change form for LOMO.
Last year, the process of making the fish packers plan appendix paid, or the chief of operation of the lower monumental was down at John Day all winter long. These are the things that I garnered, what's in the fish passage plan is what I garnered at the time, but I heard that there were some other projects that needed to be coordinated appropriately. And as a result, these are the ones that did not come out to the top at all in my scope until just recently. So I'd like to add these into the fish passage plan. Basically, the Appendix A project.
Normally those are special ops that come out
what
of
what page is it
planning.
On?
43
in the agenda. Minutes, whatever.
We normally don't have change forms for Appendix A, because those are
agreed upon
usually
early.
The research stuff.
Powerhouse outages. Powerhouse outage, that's pretty large.
A participant has joined the conference.
Hey, Rick.
Hey, Rick. How's it going? Where are you?
It's Doug.
Oh, it's just Doug.
It's Doug.
Just me.
Just Doug, huh?
Do you have control of the river yet, Doug?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Under control.
Thank you.
Wait till next week.
Yeah.
Where are we at here, guys?
We're reading through page 43, change request number 12, Appendix A, LOMO 001.
So this is all completely new language?
Lots of stuff here to look at. I'm glad it's all bills. Power outside, it's just 1.8 is how many, how long? Greg? How long is this powerhouse outage for in 1.8? And when?
November.
November 2011.
This is to make this
all of November? The whole month?
Oh.
Oh, I see. Yeah, November.
That I don't know for sure.
That would be significant.
Yeah. All right. I think what we're going to have to do on this one is... give folks some time to look it over and send questions that you have on this as you're reading through it. Feel free to call Greg anytime. In fact, his home phone number is...
next Friday.
His wife's home phone
number. And I would say we'd like to have this wrapped up by... I honestly close the business next week Thursday. So any comments or questions that you have, send them to Greg sometime between now and a week from today.
And these are for 12.
Well, can we get a little bit more on this one about how long it's going to be?
Yeah, that's the one you always get that information.
Yeah, that's a bit thin.
Yeah, so Greg...
information from Greg.
Oh, phone's going bad.
Shouldn't there be coordination for
the phone's going in and out.
Is it going
to be... just send us some more information on this.
Losing you. Losing you.
Special ops.
Right, appendix A. We don't
rejoin. What issue are you dealing with right now?
There's some lower monumental change forms.
Okay.
No. And where we're going with it is that folks need additional time to review it, and that Moody is going to add a little bit of information to at least one of the items.
Yeah. Okay.
By next Thursday, we get the information back to
them.
So this should all be split on
each one of them. Yeah. See, this is it says 12 appendix, but this isn't.
This is 2011. Okay. We're going to reformat this. Here, this is a nice teaser for you to give you some information.
There you go.
Greg will be working on what's now going to be four separate coordination forms.
There we
with
go.
Additional information.
I just heard a groan.
We'll provide dates of outages,
impacts
to fish.
Yeah.
It'll be regular coordination forms.
Yeah.
Those will be sent out as soon as we can get them out, probably Monday.
Yeah, later.
Item
10.2.
Correct.
Yeah. Nice try.
He's back.
He's Rick's back.
Can't kill that guy.
Where are you, Rick?
I like the fact he's got the agenda up there, too, on the back.
You're in Ashland. Did you get rid of those plates?
Yes, I did.
All right.
Oh, there's a dead gray squirrel on the road.
Nice mouse pattern.
Like floated squirrel.
You should always call in from the road.
He's on the cell phone looking for roadkill at the same time.
Guess that mess.
This is all a problem.
Okay, so we'll get these out with additional information on dates.
With the same comment deadline?
With the same comment deadline of
next week.
Next week.
Coordination forms are, unless it's an emergency, you're supposed to have at least a 2-week comment.
Tim. Next O&M.
Russ.
Yes, on those, be sure, make dates clear, and then your guys' best take on potential fish impact.
Yeah, that will be pulled into our new coordination forms. And you know what?
Get those done before next week.
We're going to send these out on Monday. But I would say let's, and I'm looking at the dates here, let's plan to get these, I guess let's put it this way, plan to have these approved at the next FPALM. And if there's more information that you believe you'll need so that to approve it or whatever else you need, then let us know that 2 weeks from today. So then we have time to get all the information that you need. So the new deadline is 2 weeks from today with any questions, comments, more information, and we'll come back to next FPALM to finalize and hopefully approve based on your needs.
Because you are going to make a decision at FPALM. The Corps is going to make a decision at FPALM next month.
Yes.
Correct.
You got it.
Bingo, bingo, bongo.
Bill?
The next FPALM meeting, June 9th, is going to be here, right?
Yes.
Now we have to vacate the room by 2:45 that day, which should be fine. Right?
Thank God.
Be fine.
Yeah.
There's another group that needs the room at 2:45.
Okay.
I do.
Okay.
Vacated by 2:45.
That's good.
Yeah, let's make that promise too. That'd be good.
It's June 16th, right?
Do that every meeting.
June 9th. Second Thursday.
Oh, second Thursday. I'm thinking SCT because Bill was speaking. I'm sorry.
Okay. Good. Well,
remembering thing again.
It is. You know, I got too many things juggling here.
Yeah.
The last
I'm
item.
I'm gonna be here anyway, so it doesn't matter.
Uh-oh.
The last item. Is agenda item 8, and Greg you're up for you look around counting.
Yeah, we agree on a little bit of Yulicon County. The only question I have is that there was a link requirement in that form that Ann put out. And all I want to know is that requirement still needed, or what is it used for?
I just basically took the bull trout form and changed the name. I think there was... just additional information. I think there was someone from another agency that, I mean, I could scratch it off of there.
We're asking for the data, but we can handle it, I mean, annually.
I didn't have any specifics from it of what was wanted besides presence and absence. Mm-hmm. So I was just...
That's it.
You know, time it. I'm sure I put have the date, the time. Mm-hmm. I put length and additional comments.
In your counters, no, they've been Yulicon trained.
They have a book that's got a picture and a description, and I mean, that's the best I can do at this point.
Yes,
so a lot of
scratch
late.
Can we scratch late on this?
Sure. It's it actually may help with the.
Truthing?
Yeah, because if somebody says it's 22 inches, then I might...
probably not.
That'd be a big guy.
That's okay. I think that's a good idea to keep it. I said I don't need it.
It's not,
for verification purposes.
You know, I just don't want the count to interfere, you know, the data that you're writing down to interfere with the counting of the fish, like we've seen what happened, thank goodness, at... On the Snake River, drag it down, and you're writing down data for fish passage on a piece of paper, fish condition on a piece of paper, plus putting data into a computer at the same time. That's two different tasks at one time.
At this point, it would be unnecessary to have a button.
Small ten of them.
And they wouldn't be doing anything until the break anyway. They would put comments in the computer, and then they would just... they wouldn't do it during the count. It wouldn't interrupt the count in any way. And just based on the last, 5 years, I mean, it's not. I don't think it's going to be a regular occurrence. If suddenly we start seeing a whole lot, then maybe we could discuss it again.
That's when we see a whole lot.
Yes.
I know Gary wanted to skip number 7, but.
Hold on, so Greg, are you all set on number 8?
Yeah, it sounds like, we'll collect the data and we can enter it during the break period then, huh? According to Ann.
Yeah, that's what they would do anyway. For any additional comments, they'd do it at the end of the hour.
Yeah. That's fine for right now.
Okay. Okay, we're done with that agenda item, Ann.
And I can
number 7
forward this.
It's up to you guys. Okay. I mean, you just all we're looking for is a presence, absence, counting of these things, and annual reports. Fine for us, just so that we know what's going on, how many are going above Bonneville.
And I think maybe it was a few months ago that this other item was first brought up, but I just wanted to know what the general question was so that I can pass that on to others in my department. Relating to
number seven,
fish current counts, so specifically at the Dalles and John Day. Is that just basically what are they being used for?
Right. Do we need them? Do we need those counts? That's the question. Do we need to continue counting at John Day? I think really what we need to do is wait till we get these pit egg detectors in and see how well that works. And that's going to be years before this comes back around.
Do you want to get one more before you leave, or what do you want to do?
No, I think I'm
so
done.
I'm not going to bring it up.
Change forms.
This is going to be years out.
Keep pushing.
We're
going to push. Hold on.
Depending on
everybody gets their say.
Never mind.
At F-bomb.
What?
Saying. Everybody gets their say at F-bomb.
It's a new.
He was just affirming your conversation that you should continue.
Yeah.
We just couldn't hear
Dennis
you.
Let's get going. Let's see. Everybody gets their say. Hey, dear.
especially in the afternoons.
So, Gary, were you asking for all fish counting at John Day in the Dells?
I took that off the agenda.
It's off the agenda. Why are
we not talking about it?
I just thought
I will not talk about it.
It made it sound like it was going to be coming back on the agenda, so I just wanted to have a little bit of.
When I put it on the agenda, I'll let people know why. But until then,
got it.
It's not on the agenda.
You can go back to your agency and ask them what they're using the data for.
I think
that's reasonable.
It is. Yeah.
Because you know we're paying for fish counting, and if we're not using it, then we shouldn't pay for it.
Yeah, that's. The issues came up with Shad. We were talking about Shad and all the concerns we had with Shad. And then I started to talk. Because it keeps going. Okay.
That was a different.
Move on. Damn it. Keep asking questions. I'm going to answer.
Distracted. To get it to vibrate.
Okay, well, good. We can go back to notification forms needing approval. And.
Has
that
left the conference.
Wraps up the Walla Walla portion of today's
meeting. Okay, who did that?
So we're back to
where we did it. We're going to move back to 6.3 Lamprey Mods, Washington Shore.
Has left the conference.
This is exactly. Well, thanks for being patient.
And that would be page 29.
Now your turn.
Does it?
So
Washington Shore Lamprey Mods, this was the work that was going to happen this previous in water work period, but as you know, that fell through. And we're working on redesigning the water supply system, which we anticipate is going to be a gravity flow system. It's scheduled, we're hoping, to start November 12th. In water work and run through the end of February to try and avoid any kind of spring impacts. So we again tack the time onto the beginning of the season rather than the end of the season. I think we pretty much covered what the operation was, but take down the DSM, switch the B1 priority during that time period. November 12th.
Yep. Any other questions on 6.3?
We're definitely looking for approval so that they can start, working on the construction schedules and stuff.
Looking for approval today.
Well. If we can, and help our planning process.
Are we gonna see this design, or do we just swap them back out?
The change is just the water supply system. The flume system itself isn't changing.
Right. Where you pick up the water.
Yeah. I guess we'll run that through Fitterwig as. They're still working on the final alignment. We did some survey work out at Bonneville a couple weeks ago. They're trying to get a sense of where all the different lines are there, because we need to do some excavation for getting the pipe installed. And so they're still analyzing that data and waiting on that before they get the final alignment. And then we'd be at a point where we could present something at Fitterwig. Which should be the next Fitterwig, the June one.
June 2nd.
Has joined the conference.
We should have it by then.
So trying to read through this, Sean, you want the in-water work period to begin when?
12 November.
Yep.
So what that does, there's two issues. Well, the main, you're taking the JBS out 2 weeks before it would normally come out of service.
Correct.
A month, mm-hmm. actually, because we
December 15th.
December 15th, yes.
But part of that is adult fallback time period. Another part of that, the first two weeks of that outage, that period, is still the juvenile lot migration. So there is that impact, such as it is. It's not a lot.
Mm-hmm.
That's the part I hadn't focused on, actually. I don't know why, but I hadn't focused on the fact that we'd be shortening the juvenile migration period.
And that's when we're going to have Powerhouse 1 as a priority.
Right, we'll switch over to Powerhouse 1 and rely on the MCRs and this way.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah, there's not many fish. Mostly shad at that point. So.
Still have the same, I don't know if it made it into that, but that same fallback question that we were discussing before about adults.
But November's pretty late.
That's still there, too. Yeah.
It's pretty lean. But
November's pretty late, except for steelhead.
Well, actually, yeah, steelhead are kind of hanging, and then you get some false chinook. They're still moving, a few, not many. The issue for those is you don't want to. I'm not so worried about delaying a few steelhead at that point, but I am more worried about delaying false chinook. That's always been a concern, because they're trying to get somewhere yesterday for them. So, yeah, I guess to get this thing done, I'm still in the back of my mind wondering about the biological opinion for this. And,
well, I guess the only thing missing from this would be some actual numbers of fish passage at that time.
Right. A more detailed analysis.
I mean, it says little or no impact, but I don't see any numbers to back it up. So that would just be a useful thing to have in there. Mm-hmm. But by and large,
right.
I'll give you the thumbs up.
Yeah.
Is that like light consensus?
Yeah. Well, smoke monitoring is
like versus full.
Full consensus.
Full is thumbs up.
Well, no, I can't speak consensus wise, but.
Yeah. Is that a big C or a little C?
Yeah, this is a little C.
It's a little C.
It's a little C.
Hey, Dave. Will. There are some passage numbers, at least based on 2009. I cut and paste from last year.
I'm sorry?
I cut and paste from last year, so I didn't update it for 2010 numbers. But there are some 2009 passage numbers to give you an idea.
Where are they?
It should be on the second page. So under
there it is. Okay, thank you. I was looking for a little.
So I covered adult impacts.
I'm looking for the juvenile numbers.
My apologies. Thank you.
Where's your juvenile numbers at?
99.95 Gone.
Those are going to be all scrambled up at Powerhouse priority. Mm-hmm. They'll be all scrambled up at Powerhouse.
They will. Yeah.
They stopped counting on the 31st of October.
Well, I do remember actually counting myself until the end of November. There are data.
I
was the author of the report.
I can update it with data if you'd like.
It is old data. Very old data, but it is. There are data.
What year when Gary needed a job in November?
He didn't have anything.
Frederick, do you want to go out there and count some more?
1998 or 88, I mean? 1888. I said 19.
He's a vampire.
19.
Yep, back on track.
So we're talking based on what we've said, we're still everything's okay. There's
I think that's fine.
No, nothing to stop us right now.
So 2009 data showed 4 fish a day for chinook path.
That was a good guess. 5 maybe.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Good.
Obvious.
All right. Consider it done. I consider it done. Done.
All right.
Let's see, a light consensus.
The next one is the lamprey traps at north downstream entrance and south downstream entrance at Washington Shore at Bonneville.
6.4.
This one had gone out, I don't know, probably a couple of months ago now, but I think we all kind of wanted a little more detail on how the trap was going to be deployed. And there were questions about when it would be deployed. So Jim Simonson worked up some drawings of what the contraption will look like. It's basically a davit with that runs a steel braided cable down into the water, and that cable is anchored, and trap is tied to that cable. Actually, I guess there's two lines then, and the trap is run up the cable when you're retrieving it or deploying it. We were proposing to be doing this, lifting it up and down twice a day, so once in the morning, then once in the evening.
California.
Wow, think of how far we could be in California, but
we've been here that long.
It's raining there.
It's depressing.
Yeah. It is.
Yeah. Another reason for air flight. Yeah. Good luck with your film.
So, how large is the opening on this, Sean? The actual entrance to the trap.
Entrance to the trap. I'm guessing he's using the standard, which I think is about an inch or something.
Oh, it's just an inch.
Yeah, inch and a half, I would say. Maybe a little bit bigger.
The only thing missing that I see here is the relative location of this to the entrance.
I think that's on the previous.
Well, yeah. I would like to enlarge that.
Okay, we can enlarge that. Yeah, the one trap on the NDE would be at the end of that roadway deck there in that quiet water. You know where the pumps are for the LPS?
No.
The entrance LPS? So. You know which roadway deck I'm talking about? So at the north downstream entrance.
Here. This is on the other side of the ladder. It's down. Okay.
Do you have this picture?
It's...
has left the conference.
It's around the corner from there.
As far as ladder.
You can see where the point of arrows are. Right?
It's down where the end of
the arrow is pointing.
Where the arrow is pointing. You can zoom in. But.
It's on the west side of that wall, isn't it? Straight down?
It's where the control equipment for NDE is.
Yeah, it's a west-facing wall. Near where the slope is, the riprap slope. That area.
Right. I'm just trying to figure out how. Okay.
It's not where the
chase here.
Is.
How far away from the entrance? From the entrance is this contraption.
Do you know how many feet it would be?
Yeah. How? A foot? 10 feet? Okay,
oh, no.
10 feet is not much space there, so it's kind of
further than that because the entrance is upstream of that wall. So
it is.
By,
yeah.
I don't know how
around
many feet.
Around the corner or not?
I don't
know.
The width of the ladder, 30 feet.
That's probably about right.
About that.
At least. At least according to
a participant has joined the conference.
Yeah, this is. I don't think this. This isn't right.
Is this right?
It's not right.
It's not how that looks.
What is that?
No.
That sits up here.
The other picture.
Yeah, they have an extra little bit of line. I don't know who did the drawing.
Yeah, this drawing's wrong. That's what's screwing me up.
Yeah.
Yes. This is actually
awesome. Down set back here, and the trap, the current lamprey trap is right here. Right, so there's some distance there, and then there's some distance here, and now you're on the riprap, or on the edge of the riprap. The riprap comes down.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. So you're right up around that corner. That should be fine.
That's all.
And you're back a ways from the edge, from the corner.
Yeah, you are. I don't know how many
it's
feet.
It's kind of a quiet
10
area.
10 feet,
there.
15 feet from that corner, something like that.
Okay, that's
30.
Fine.
And then on the other side, it would, you know, there's a walkway, and that's reflected pretty well in this cartoon that they have. There's a walkway there that's about, I don't know, 3 feet wide, 4 feet wide, or something like that. So it'd be on the end of that walkway.
On the outside of that, there's a walkway? Okay.
Yeah.
On the other side of the ladder? Oh, you go over here. Okay.
Yeah, on the SD.
On the south side.
Yep.
So that would be on a south-facing wall?
I don't know. Were you out there with Jim? So I don't know if we... I know I haven't...
So it's more on the end of that thing. Right?
There is a. You could, but it wouldn't be in the water all the time.
Drawings.
Yeah. It looks like the arrow's pointing to the side, but you're talking more about on the end of that.
Right.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, this drawing's really not good at all for showing the relative's location of these. But it should be out of the way far enough, I guess.
Gary, do you need a new drawing? Or how should we get to the information you need?
Well, it'd be nice to have a new drawing, but he wants an answer today, so I'm just trying to picture it in my mind.
So this one.
Downstream from the weir gate, right?
Right.
Opening quite a ways, and then actually just off.
Between
the
there and the corner collector,
there's a quiet water area.
Right.
Yeah.
Or the old sluice way, how it falls right there.
Correct.
There's a bunch of stuff.
Yeah,
in there.
Yeah, it's right under the old isotrap.
It's right there, under the old exit. Outfall. Okay.
Yeah.
Right up against the riprap, or just below the riprap there.
Yeah, in that area. Right.
Good luck.
Yeah, well, we'll see. And the idea here is just to test whether you can.
What do you intend to use, ferrums? The trap or anything, or just the trap?
Just the trap.
Okay.
We'll see.
Give it a we'll see how it works.
That would be the next logical step, though.
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah, exactly. Which would be interesting.
Yes.
Yeah. Something we'll have to cross when we get to it. Okay. Move on.
Move on?
Anyway.
All righty.
What about Dave?
I'm fine with it.
Move on.
Russ,
you got any problems with the pictures you can't see?
Well, he's got that, so. But the picture's no good, so still can't see it. Rick?
He's in California.
Anybody on the phone?
No, Chester.
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm here, but I was not tracking.
It's the placement of the lamprey traps in below the downstream entrances at Bonneville Powerhouse 2, and they're off to the side a bit from the downstream entrances, so probably okay. Probably no impact on salmon.
Okay, sounds good to me.
Okay.
I'll leave that one to your opinion there.
Okay, Russ.
You know, have more than I do.
Okay.
All right, thanks.
Thanks.
So, 6.5 Bonneville Powerhouse 2 switch gear replacement coordination form.
Yeah, come on.
Which would be on page 32.
So this one was coordinated back in 2009, and the schedule has slipped a little. Yeah,
oh,
I pulled
yeah,
up.
I remember that.
Mm-hmm.
If you'd like, you can view the coordination form on the website, because that's where I keep it.
What website?
Exactly, the one I slave over every week. All right, let me get down here.
Once we get those spill patterns on there, they'll be going there all the time, I believe.
Okay, so this one, well, you can read the coordination form. It's basically the work was previously coordinated. It's just slipped. It'll start hopefully this summer, but if not this summer, then next summer. Are there questions with it?
When is it going to start?
Hopefully this summer. If not this summer, then next summer. Depending upon ability to get the contract.
Okay, so let's just talk about this summer.
All right, so it would take, let me go through. It would so last time we did this coordination form, Gary, you had concerns about it starting in August, the work coming out, because it affects Powerhouse 2. It takes out SQ2, which takes out units 11 through 15. So 11 will already be out of service, but 11 through 15, basically. So those would be out from 1 September through 1 December of this year.
11 through 15.
Not
so
continually,
12, 13,
but it would
14,
be
15.
Outages.
Intermittent
days.
Outages.
So how does that overlap with the three?
No, this year. If it's next year, then we will deal with that issue at that time. We're hoping that they will get this done this year.
That could be a good time to do it if you had it.
Except
units are right. Yeah.
Two of our priority units are 11 and 12 right by the corner collector, so that would not work.
Not a good time.
But we could probably switch it to SQ3 if we needed to, which is units 16 through the fish units. Oh, no, those will be done during the winter maintenance season. So the only fish impacts are units 11 through 15, which will be taken out of service for, was it? You worked on this the first time for disconnecting and connecting?
Yeah, these are like, you know, short outages. It isn't like you take it
out of service the whole time.
No.
It's take the line out
to reconnect the bus and, yeah.
Several hours.
It's, I think in the past it's been at least 4 hours, and we've even coordinated doing it at night.
Okay.
So
which is what I was recommending, it looks like,
right,
years and years ago.
Right. So the only reason you're seeing this now is because it had been delayed and the work hadn't been completed. It's an updated change form that it would happen this year instead.
It's good to know that when I retire, these things will keep living on.
We'll be documenting.
The ghost of Gary.
I will just keep looking back. Well, what was this decision? I just have a stand in that.
Cardboard cutout. Yeah.
We'll make a model.
Like a Gary model.
Yeah, with a flapping jaw.
Make the younger version.
Here's what he said.
Without the gray.
No gray.
He has to work on the
model. Himself.
Comes up with whatever answer you come up with now.
Just push the button.
Start programming.
Yeah. Oh. Validate it throughout the years. Oh, yeah.
What would Gary say?
Click. Working out.
I'll pay Andy.
So I'm guessing that this one's okay. There's no changes to it. It's more for your information. All right, so moving
just
on.
Just follow this. Nighttime, I said.
Moving on.
Follow this case.
No, we have task group up
here. Yeah. Okay, yeah. So task group, before we get into Shad, I want to have the FFU boys here give their little updates. Because Sea Lions, there's something on the horizon.
Well, yeah, I don't know how much we're going to say, but the states are anticipating they might be getting the LOA, a new LOA for lethal removal. As soon as this weekend.
Oh, oh good.
Yeah. Well, I think they're trying to keep it hush hush.
Right.
We got people in California that know about it.
Yeah.
But overall, you know, as you guys, or those of you that see the weekly reports, sea lion numbers are down, both California and even Stellar's still a little bit. And they're starting to disappear now. It's not to say they might not come back again, but predation rate's going to be quite a bit less this year. So it appears that those 3 years of removal had a fairly good impact.
Yeah. Did the late return this year have anything to do with it?
Not necessarily. It's all those animals that used to return in January waiting for stuff. They were taken out. So.
But there weren't any fish in January.
Well, yeah, but previously it was the same way. And they
jump early and wait.
So, yeah. Anyway.
Yeah, we'll be putting on our weight, so we'll just chill here for a while.
They all went to the Willamette to pull the fishermen.
There were more at the Willamette this year, yeah. So there might have been a bit of a shift.
Also want to get an avian update. You guys seeing Nathan's heat maps? They're cool. I like them.
Thanks. Yeah, I haven't passed this around too much yet.
Oh, yeah.
We're working on a lot of new ways of displaying the data. I've talked about some of that before. In general, the bird situation looks okay, especially at John Day. Numbers are really low. Typically, when the hazers are there, there's less than 10 birds working. Someone mentioned with the pelicans, of course, as soon as the hazers leave, their lunch break, before a shift, after a shift, you know, there's just little blocks of time where the bird numbers do creep up. They showed up initially at the Dalles. They said actually showed up at the Dalles before John Day. About 3-4 weeks later at John Day. The numbers of the Dalles have been consistently higher than John Day, but we're talking about, you know, in the 20s, not 100, 200 birds, you know, nothing really major yet. Still early in the season.
Yeah.
It appears that, you know, that a lot of the life histories this season are kind of delayed. The same things with the birds. Now that the juvenile numbers are starting to jump up, I think we're going to see bird numbers go up as well. So probably start shooting out daily average counts of bird numbers from the projects as well as attacks.
Do you see any change in behavior with the new wires?
That's what I was going to ask.
Yeah, they've pushed down some. I think the wires at the Dalles have some pretty large spacing in some areas. So, especially toward where they terminate at the kind of open end of the fan, right? So it's a typical fan configuration coming from one of the island's 15 lines spanning out over the spillway area. And there's numbers-wise, we'll have, you know, 10 birds, 20 birds below the bridge, we'll have 5 birds above the bridge, 8 birds above the bridge. And so they're still working some of the gaps between those lines.
So they are working between the lines.
Okay. Yeah. But it's a typical situation where they push down and they're working the first few lines up, so the most downstream.
But we just saw.
Are there lines below the bridge?
No.
Yeah, no.
We just saw numbers jump up at John Day.
Not yet,
Chinook anyway. Numbers jumped up to over 100,000 for the index anyway.
Right.
So we'll see what, you know, that should be the test.
Yeah. Right, yeah. The telling time is going to be in the next few weeks. Yeah. And as we heard earlier, when this,
the peak flows start to hit, that's when we expect to see lamprey and macrothermal coming down. Traditionally, those are our peak bird times. It only lasts about 2-3, sometimes 4 days. So that'll be the biggest test.
Yeah. Okay.
Great. Well, thanks for the update.
So with all that predation downstream of the bridge, I think we'll need to figure out something for lines or something different, or is it too early to tell?
I think it's too early to tell, but we may also really be concerned about the gaps, because your fan shape is such that the widest area is right below the spillway.
I think his point, though, it actually overrides what's going on above the bridge.
And
I think
Nelstrain is the hot spot.
Yeah.
Well, it has, and I think we said that we would defer decision on that until, you know, if once again we came back and looked at our performance measure and we say we weren't meeting our performance measure and we had still, you know, birds feeding below the bridge, that we would investigate extending either putting more lines in the current configuration or extending it below the bridge. But we kind of took a small bite this year and just getting new lines in. So, I mean, that was what the kind of our PDT and folks recited initially with this year's installation. So I think that's still a good a good thing. We may have moved birds downstream. Okay, are fish able to stay in the thow way and dive away?
Are they as effective downstream as they are in the tail race, too?
Right. So...
Yeah, because we don't want to keep throwing $15 million studies out there trying to, you know, chase these birds around.
A participant has left the conference.
Bye, Rick. See you, Rick. All right, so task group update. Shad, what do you got there, Bob?
Well, it looks like they are going to focus on alternative fisheries, fish wheels and whatnot out in the main river. I suggested that we still review the rules and regulations for the east exit.
Has joined the conference.
Location. Okay. Just in case they decide to come back, because the fishery this year is going to be huge. I mean, they're talking a lot of fish that they're wanting to catch. So
I don't know if it's going to be huge. Right. But we've seen that steady tanking of the shad rods.
Yeah, I mean the market.
The market's going to be huge.
Yeah, I mean
the lowest peak of shad run that we've had in decades, and we have the best market. Maybe that's why it's supply and demand.
Economics.
There it is.
They found somebody that.
Your price.
I guess. I don't know.
Your fishery got hit. They're probably.
I don't think those two are tied.
So I'm guessing that, you know, all these things that they're trying, they didn't seem real prepared when we did the site visit at Bonneville and John Day, and then I was asking, like, do you have, you know, like a design of a fish wheel? They didn't even, they weren't even really sure what one looked like. So I don't have a lot of hope or a lot of faith in their alternative sources of fishing, which means they will probably come back to the
You talked about, this is Rogers, Roger telling you this, or... Who's
I suggested it to Roger, saying that that we should probably, you know, make sure that we review the regulations for the East Exit, to make sure we're still on board with what we had before.
We're going to need to do that. I mean, the run starts in 2 weeks.
Because that has to do with...
So right now they're not planning on doing anything in
Right now they are not planning to fish the East Egg.
But you're worried they may come back.
We need to be ready for the plan.
Exactly.
Now, if they want to come back, the only thing, we basically use the 2010 rules and regulations that everybody agreed to. And the only change would be that last year we wanted them to try the L-shaped containment net, which failed miserably, so they won't even attempt it. They said that they would come in old.
If they hit the trigger,
they hit the trigger of, what was it? Beyond 10% over baseline for two non-consecutive hours, and then for two consecutive days, then it's over.
Right.
So if they go back to the old, you know, the old method, it'll be 2 days of fishing.
That's a good point. For those 2 days.
For sure.
Until there's a fish.
Yeah.
Well, I guess if we didn't have the fish counts, we probably wouldn't let this go. That's a pretty good way to kill the whole program.
And I reviewed,
you're an enabler.
I reviewed, Roger just sent it to me about 20 minutes ago, and I reviewed what he had, and it's almost the same as 2010. Nothing really changed with a few minor exceptions, like fishing Monday through Saturday instead of Monday through Friday. And the times remain the same, time of day, everything else. So,
but he realizes that they're going to have the same impact. I mean, these fish are going to fall back.
Yeah.
Right, I think he agreed to that, and in the wintertime during that meeting.
Yeah.
He agreed to the existing
policy.
Didn't
he also talk about trading off some harvest?
Well.
Some of their take with this operation?
I never heard an acceptance on that.
Then everyone went back.
But it was suggested by, I forget who it was that suggested that. It was somebody from the Yakimas that suggested that.
So they didn't go any further with looking at that?
No. I think once they actually saw, because I crunched some numbers and said, all right, you know, you fished 2 days last year, that would equal 100 fish off of your harvest. And I think maybe once they saw that, they decided not to pursue that anymore.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of an effect. That's a pretty big effect for the latter that is not, it's passing most of our fish right now. Mm-hmm. It's about 10% Chinook passage at the north latter, at least the one I checked, the one day I checked. And hardly any jacks at all are passing.
There's jack numbers.
So they come back up. We were like two or something out of thousands.
Yeah.
So it was pretty. I don't anticipate it staying up if it is up, because last year it was very low.
My concern is how much weight these regulations actually have, because if they got a huge market that they might be talking millions of dollars. I'd say, well, we don't really have to follow this. So that's my estimate.
Can we fish further upstream from the?
You know what I'm saying?
What's that? No, I did.
The market is supposed to be huge this year.
So they fish
2 days, and they hit the trigger termination point.
And they could just throw it in.
Well, screw that.
I'd imagine they're going to look at an alternative gear in place, and if they can't do it, they're not going to go to the Dalles, knowing that. It'd be a waste of their time.
Well, I think if we may.
What's that?
Yeah, that's been no attempt to do any alternative gear yet, right? What they're saying is that they don't have a plan for a fish wheel.
And they don't have plans on coming into the Dalles either, as of right now. So.
Well, if they come into the Dalles and then blow off the agreed criteria, then I think we have reason to elevate that. I mean, right away.
I'm just thinking worst case scenario.
Well, I know, but I mean, we get a lot of fallback, so I mean, we're not going to let that happen.
Yeah.
The only ladder that's working at that dam.
That seems to depend on how much, what the flows are, too. I haven't looked super closely, but as soon as the amount of spill went down, more fish didn't use the north ladder. So.
Yeah.
It's going to be, during shad time, it's going to be
high.
Very high. 400 and
that'll be high this year. Yeah.
Oh, it's going to be
sturdy.
We don't
have
any way to get
it
home.
Where the bass fish go.
Yeah.
So.
Let's do it.
Okay.
So, should I then just ship out what the 2011 cut of this is with a few minor changes? I'll just send it out to Palm review, and then we go from there? Or do we need to do anything?
I don't think you need to do anything right now.
Okay, good.
Until you get a request, then we can look at the existing. I don't think we're going to change anything.
Good.
As far as what our criteria is.
No, I think the criteria we're agreed to, and we're okay with that. So, but
criteria hasn't changed at all.
And they've been okay with that, and they've been living by it. And if suddenly, we're making lots of money, so we're not going to live by it anymore. I think that'll get a lot of people's attention. We'll elevate that right away. Because when flows are this high, and spills high. We don't see the passage on that side. It was better last year because of the wall than it has been years past, but it's still not great.
I guess the impression Roger doesn't have a lot of control over the fishing, you know, because when I brought it up, you know, it sounded like he was like, oh, okay, you know, we won't need to coordinate because we're not even going the east exit. And then I suggested, well, you know, what if everything else fails? He says, oh, maybe that would be a good idea in case they decide they want to come in the east exit. So I get the impression that he really, he's just kind of suggesting it, but, you know, they're going to do what they want to do.
He doesn't have the control over the...
the impression I get.
Well, I guess, you know, I mean, they have to be, we'll have to look at it from a take standpoint. You know, we can always have law enforcement folks go out there and talk to them.
Okay.
That's it. All right. Thank you. We're almost done. Hang in there, people. 9.2 AFF mods. Mackie.
So we were going to meet in June, but since we have to be out here at 2:45 and it's 2:30 now, and I'm hoping next month won't be this long, I'll just move it to August when we won't have a time constraint. Yeah, you like that?
Yeah.
At that time,
I thought it was going to be
like
May,
a lot of things for me.
It was going to
May,
be,
and that's why I didn't squawk so much about that later.
The shad fishery took over. So Whitaker at that time hopes to have a plan of what the perfect lab would look like for them, because that's what we requested from CritVic, is to give us what's your ideal lab.
Mm-hmm.
And so he will have that at that time.
Wow.
I talked to
in
him.
In 3D one. Color?
I will ask him to make a little clay model of it.
A virtual lab on the computer.
Spin it around.
Spin it around.
So did the core say money will no object?
I believe the core said O&M will not pay for a new lab.
Right.
Well, I'm going to have a talk with the core on this. So we're going to, let's
talk away.
The hand. I'm padlock.
There is a conservation recommendation in the biop that says and if we're going to continue to have people move in from various agencies and trap in there, that goes a little beyond what
Peter's
told me.
Would you rather have an adult lab or a fish transport? Because that's about what you're looking at.
A fish transport?
As far as cost, which one do you want to fund? A new lab or fish transport.
You mean Ann
Barton? You sound like a parent.
Do I? Do you think I care about transport?
You can't have
it. You're talking to the wrong guy.
Yeah.
I don't really care.
Transport?
Out. Do I hear the core volunteering stuff?
Is that?
Transport?
Are you really putting that on the block?
I'm not volunteering anything.
This is right here.
Lab is falling apart.
I will take the lab over transport. Please stop.
Yes.
And that is well documented.
I second that.
This is Noah's official position.
It's my official position.
This is a technical recommendation.
And Bill's, too. He would second me on this.
Yes.
And
Trevor will third me on this. August, we can certainly discuss it.
No, but Ed will. It's unanimous. We're all fine.
I don't see Tammy typing.
Next. I'm all right there.
We can make a hell of a lab.
She offered.
All right, punt. Deflated. And the best group of all, the Sturgeon Task Group. What's your update?
We have new tank coming.
New tank.
Recovery tank?
Salvage tank.
Salvage tank?
Oh, that kind of tank. Not totally back on the way, but trying to figure
on
out
order.
Clank. Order it, but just trying to compile stuff from tank manufacturers, zoos, and everything else to see what folks use, what we need, you know, for structural crew needs for being able to pick it and that kind of stuff. So we're just getting
Casey
there.
Called me and asked me that tank is it's reef. Did you get the reef manufacturer?
Yeah, it's a reef.
Yeah. Walla Walla.
Yeah, that's where they're out of.
So is the tank like a...
it's plastic.
Does it have things where it's going to be crane pick,
open trough type with a chute at the end or whatever.
Well, blah, blah, blah. How, I don't know.
You're going to design
something.
That's what
we're trying to figure out what we can do. Or
are you going to get one or two of them? You can only do one at a time and
see what they cost. It all depends.
What's that about? Move on.
What about a great big Archimedes?
Just I like this one.
Perfect.
Has left the conference. Okay, let's go.
Move on. Thank you for that update.
Sure. Hear about it in August.
For FPP change forms, there should be a Dallas spill pattern change form as well. It was included in your agenda, but I forgot to get it on the list there. The change form is in your packet. It is not on
the agenda. Supposed to be taking items away.
Do you want me to explain what it is?
It's what you requested last month, I believe.
I did.
Not you.
The group. Let's go to 10.1 and do the Bonneville nighttime flow for lamprey.
Who is that one?
That's tackling.
This one's the one last year, you may recall, after several years of evaluation, we recommended reducing nighttime flow to half a foot of head at night.
In the sluice?
At B2.
Half
fishway entrance.
Yeah, sorry.
And we put together a change form, and for whatever reason, it didn't make it into the final fish passage plan in the body of the plan. And so, I guess what we're doing here is we're revisiting that and asking if we can go to that. I think it's June 1st is the start. I wasn't there for the original discussion, so you think that sums up what the discussion was at FPOM?
You guys were comfortable with the operation, but you weren't comfortable yet putting it into the FPP. So it's the same operation we did last year, but now we'd actually like to get it into the document.
And this will last only as long as we have no rake, right? I mean, the way this is written, it seems like it.
This isn't flow trash.
Really?
This isn't to flood. I mean, that's one of the concerns is floating trash, but if it's not to float trash, it's to
improve
passage for lamprey at night.
Okay.
So currently we shut those units down, right?
Shut them down for a few hours in the evening.
And we've been doing that for since Gary's been counting fish at the window.
Yep. Way too long.
For a long, long time.
Since the 1800s.
What are you going to go to? You going to go that half operation?
No, well, last year what we did
That's
is...
That's what we did.
We did last year, we did this lamprey operation where we didn't shut them all the way down at night. We just ramped them down. Yeah.
And that's what was done during the evaluations the previous couple of years as well.
And so we were able to mitigate through the debris and all that other stuff. And so it was an acceptable operation, and we were able to mitigate for the debris.
But still, they still shut things down for floating debris.
Yeah.
Which is what we're trying to get away from.
Which is what we're trying to get away from.
Promise that there's a new trash rack, Lors Memorial Trash Rake, on the way, and we won't have to worry about doing this anymore.
Yep.
And so then we're going to put it in the fish passage fund that we'll continue to do it. Right.
Yeah. We did it last year. You agreed to it. Now we just want to
solidify it. We won't shut the units down.
Just
like
ramp them
down.
Ramping them down, ramping them up. Is that a?
That's a better operation.
Better.
This
is still a limit. I mean, is there any maintenance issues with this?
No. If anything, it improves maintenance because we don't like shutting them down at night.
I know, but if you run them flat all the time, just ramping them down and picking them up, ramping them down and picking them up.
That's not that big a deal.
So they can still manage the debris.
Yeah, and if it gets bad enough, we do shut them all the way down.
That's not going to hurt. Well, it will hurt that break because then you wouldn't have any attraction with it.
Right. But we've got to remove the head, so
the
lamprey issue, yeah.
It goes to secondary.
Yep.
We've had that discussion with them, too. It's been kind of a knee-jerk thing where it's like, well, we're just going to shut them down. It's nighttime, and we find out it's been 4 hours, 5 hours. So I've had that talk with them,
with the operators.
Children, but Yeah, just to try to minimize it because it's been
right.
it's been excessive.
Yeah.
Or just not. There hasn't
been any concern.
You're trying to time it
so they don't.
Yep. That's why I put in the fish passage plan.
Right.
Okay.
It helps until we change. So.
Yep.
Any problems with that?
Big C.
Big C. Capital C. Thumbs up.
The big C.
Capital C.
Little C.
Little C. It's a light consensus.
I think we'll have to evaluate it. I mean, each fish weighs different, and even the results on this, I mean, it's never crystal clear what the benefits are.
For now.
And there was a net benefit
head
for
nods.
This particular
I'll take
operation,
that as a yes.
I think we should evaluate it at the Dalles.
I'd like to look more at the numbers, at the advantage of doing this, but I don't have time to do that. So I'll trust Sean on that one.
Yeah, we have. I mean, we could summarize the reports, and maybe that's what your comment was in October or something.
Yeah,
you wanted more information.
Time to look at it more carefully.
But what's interesting is in 2010, the results. I went over those real quick on the draft report that was out there. It wasn't as clear in effect this year, and of course, all we had essentially two treatments: the reducing it to half a foot, and then we had the zero. Mm-hmm. And so it's hard to gauge, you know, relative benefit without
the high flow.
High flow,
mm-hmm.
But it wasn't quite as good this year relative to the last 2 years, or the last 3 years.
Well, the key is if we anticipate impact on adult salmon, which probably we don't.
Yeah, so it's
maybe a little bit.
It's getting awfully quiet in here.
Yeah.
Okay, so the last one is the Dalles spill patterns. This spill pattern clarifies the spill base that may not be operated for your standard spill pattern.
Unless it's an emergency.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Unless it's an emergency.
The confusion was that there was actual numbers in those
emergency bays.
Yeah, bays that are tagged out of service. And so operators were concerned if they should be doing that or not.
Not.
So are you going to post this in the control room? A new
Put it in the book or this one.
Okay. Yeah. Are you proposing to change the pattern, Bob? That may be a better way to do this rather than having a separate. We could have a pattern, change the pattern in a way that reflects this.
Which has been done. And Doug did it.
Oh. Okay.
It's a PDF that was also sent out with the agenda.
There's a new pattern removing the emergency base.
We do not have time to open all
the
pieces.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Where are we talking about this?
The Dalles.
This is the Dalles.
It's the Dalles. So there's a separate pattern that's been developed. So you have the old pattern, which we want to keep.
No, I cannot insert PDFs into the agenda, so it was sent in the same email with the agenda.
Okay, I just didn't open everything.
Yeah.
But what it does is it highlights those bays that are unavailable in pink.
Okay.
And it removes the numbers from them. So when you start getting...
it's 450.
When you start getting down here to where you might be using
river.
Those bays, it puts the flow in the adjacent bays until it then, you know, bumps up your normal spill.
When does that start? What flow are we looking at?
Yeah,
400.
Something equal.
Mm-hmm. What spill flow?
It's like 400 and
30?
Something.
It's like,
I'll see it right there.
It says.
Is this it?
Yeah. It's right here. 403,000, which we will get to.
403,000
total river
spill flow 30. Or total river. Check on that. Make sure.
That's total river.
Total river.
Yeah, total river.
Wow. That would be 430.
I don't know what. Look way down the list there.
So you still maintain the 40.7% spill.
Are we going to get to that?
You still maintain your 40% spill at that rate, and then above that, and you're above that. So at 437, that's
when we hit the first bay that is tagged out of service.
That's 10. Okay, getting the bay 10. I just looked like that was way down the pattern, but
it
that
is
was just. Is that that wasn't the end of the pattern? There's got to be another page.
No, the pattern ends all the way down at, 677. And then it's like...
So that just takes the flow and
puts it. When do you open those other bays then?
Is there a problem with that?
Well, the only thing I'm wondering about is just putting flow into those adjacent bays.
Yes.
All that was done.
It probably will be.
It won't be in the patterns.
It will. They become emergency.
Yeah, there's a lot of water, and I'm always concerned about it when we just move flow from a closed bay into an adjacent bay, whether there's an effect of that. But those patterns were developed pretty, you know, painstakingly in the north town of Mississippi. So.
Once we get some new wire rope out there.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I mean, this is one of those things that's just been carrying on and on and on eventually.
Did you say?
Burn was the money
and fix it.
Yeah, it's the pivot 22 bearing. Yeah.
Congress is not in a giving mood.
Yeah, I guess.
In a taking mood.
Well, I'm surprised that the spill bays, of all things, that we can't safety.
I know.
And all that, we can't get those wire ropes replaced.
Now, if they were the spill bays that we were opening on the north side of the wall, they'd be a priority.
Yeah.
But because, they're above the 450 or the 4 something like that.
Flood events and things, and all of a sudden, bing, whoops, bing.
They know they'll open. It's just whether or not you get them closed and whether or not they'll stay there.
Well, you don't dog them open.
No,
if the wire
saying
goes, they're going to go closed.
They got pendants.
Yeah.
You saved the pendants from the other problem years ago.
Well, if you can get those on there, in an emergency.
That's the emergency.
They would hang. What you're talking about? There was pendants that where we hung them. We hung the gates.
You got to go out and put those on. Okay. If the rope's ready to break, I don't think I want to be out there trying to hang a pendant on.
I don't want to be hanging a pennant when it's 600 River.
Yeah. I got it.
Yeah, okay. There's potential when it goes.
Okay, this is it. This is the last thing we want to talk about? Oh, okay, good. That's
I want to look at those patterns before I say yes.
Okay.
I've spent a lot of time on them.
Okay.
And Ed, who just walked out the door, spent a lot of time
He's
on
like,
them. Tom,
I don't want to answer that question.
This is the last time.
But I think highlighting down to the bays that are not to be used is okay, down to the point where you need to develop a new pattern.
Yeah, I got it.
Right.
Sorry, Dave.
Well, she's got the bays highlighted that are not supposed to be used.
Right.
So that's okay.
Right. Yeah.
You're just saying you want to really look at the
pattern. I want to look at how they were, at least on the...
Rearranged with the bays that aren't being used.
Especially on the north side of the south side of the wall. So where we would use those most often. And probably this year. During fish passages. So...
So you need to get with anybody from the Corons?
I just need to think about what it would do hydraulically.
He wants to look at the patterns down there, I think.
Yeah, you want to look at the bays.
Here all day.
9, 12, 14,
yeah, I know. That's the one question I had. And I said, what are you doing? And he goes, bye.
So you're saying 9, 12, 14, and 15.
Yeah, anything on the other side of the wall, on the south side of the wall, for at least a few bays, we should look at how that was distributed, because it sounds like it was just done, just pushed.
It was evenly distributed.
Thanks, everybody. Thanks for coming.
Turn around, Chantal.
Well, you may want to look at
your desk,
but here's the
facilitation.
Was it improved facilitation?
What is the pink?
Pink is not used. Here's the mouse.
This doesn't help me. I gotta look at the pattern as it is.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Because
it looks like they distributed maybe Bob.
Well, I guess that was important to see what numbers were.
What they were.
Yeah, they pretty much just left everything blank and just bumped it over to the next open bay.
Really?
And then when you get way up here, you're talking 600 River.
Right.
Things are
crazy.
Yeah.
I got to look at it, but I can't.
Thanks, Tammy. Thanks for learning.
What we had before.
See you guys.
See you.
Before you basically have these just filled in like 12s. So this next one here actually would have been there. 12 there. Then 12 there. And then just keep ramping down, including all these.
We took two out of here, two 12s. We only have one 12 here, though. Where'd it go? Where'd the other one go?
hanging over here.
Snacks, Danny.
I hope not.
What do you call these sinful dishes?
That's right inside the bag.
This should be illegal.
14.
I mean, they're ramping the 14s anyways.
They're normally called magic cookie bars, except that I modified the recipe.
Pick the weed out of them? Is that?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. Now it's a magic cookie cake, not magic cookie bar.
It's on the back of the sweetened condensed milk.
I'll double check.
I just added butterscotch. I used cinnamon graham crackers because that's what I have. I threw some Rice Krispies in there.
Okay, I just want to look at it.
This is a cookie? I'll look at this one. I'll see what Lori sent me and make sure that
it's
amazing. It's like the most unhealthy thing imaginable. That's why it's so good.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's all made with love, not fat.
You got it.
Yeah.
Is that it? Are we done?
We're done.
Yeah.
Cool.
You kind of chased it all away. I don't know what happened.